Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, a second person has died following a fatal road crash in Donegal over the weekend. The single vehicle crash happened at 11:15 on Saturday night near Quigley's Point. Meanwhile, the R250 between Kernan Spar and O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny is closed at the moment as a result of a road traffic collision. Severe traffic disruption expected in Letterkenny this evening as a result. Seilda says the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital is extremely busy, with some elective procedures being cancelled, and the go-ahead is given for the next phase of work on the N56 between Kilrain and Litterilly. Later in the bulletin, Kenny Harkin is here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with confirmation that a second person has died following a fatal road crash in Donegal over the weekend. The single vehicle collision occurred at 11:15 on Saturday night on the R240 near Quigley's Point. A teenager, a passenger in the car, died at the scene, while the driver, a man in his 20s, was initially taken to hospital with serious injuries. Gardaí have this evening confirmed the driver has now died. They're appealing for witnesses, especially those with dash cam footage, to come forward. It brings the total number of people killed on Irish roads this year to 125. Meanwhile, the R250 between Kernan's Spar at Lower Main Street and O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny is closed this evening as the result of a road traffic collision. Gardaí are asking motorists to please use an alternative route. No further details are available about the circumstances of the collision or the nature of injuries sustained, if any. It's expected that there will be severe traffic disruptions as a result of the closure, with people being urged to allow extra time for journeys in and around Letterkenny this evening. Seilda says the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital is extremely busy, with some elective procedures being postponed as a result. Those who present themselves may be facing very long wait times. With more, here's Ben Finnegan.
Over the past week, 1,015 people have passed through the ED. In addition to this, they say the hospital is dealing with a significant increase in COVID-19 presentations and admissions, with 14 people being treated for the virus at present. Due to this and the lack of bed capacity, some elective procedures are being postponed, with urgent and time-sensitive cases being prioritised. 11 patients on trolleys awaiting admission to inpatient beds, and all of which are currently in use. Efforts are being made to discharge patients who are ready to go home in a bid to free up more beds. Santa says they acknowledge delays are difficult for patients and apologise for the inconvenience. They continue to request that people only attend the emergency department at the hospital if it is an emergency situation, and that people attend their GP or out-of-hours service in the first instance, if at all possible.
Meanwhile, an emergency department avoidance programme which has the potential to significantly reduce the numbers attending the emergency department could be rolled out in Letterkenny in the future. Under the programme, GPs would refer patients to a virtual navigational hub, which in turn refers the patients to the most appropriate care pathways. Following what's been described as a successful pilot at University Hospital in Galway, Seilda says no decisions on future rollouts will be taken until that Galway initiative has been fully reviewed. With more, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
Seilda says the key goal of the acute navigation hub is to decrease the number of GP-referred ED presentations by 10% and, where appropriate, navigate patients to alternative urgent care pathways. These include direct referrals into acute services in the hospital or to urgent outpatient appointments in the hospital or community setting. The acute integrated pre-admission navigational hub was established as a pilot programme operating from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Monday to Friday. 13 GP practices with 48 GPs were involved in the pilot. Over a five-month period, the hub has dealt with 108 referrals, with two-thirds of these patients avoiding an ED visit as a result. 59 patients were diverted to new or existing pathways. Seilda estimates the pilot has resulted in 156 saved bed days, freeing up these beds for other patients. When asked if this would be rolled out in Letterkenny and Sligo, a Seilda spokesperson says the pilot is currently being reviewed before any decision on future rollouts are made.
The next phase of the Dunloe-Kilrain road scheme will commence next month. Transport Infrastructure Ireland has sanctioned approval to begin the construction of the second phase of the N56 Letterilly-Kilrain scheme. A contractor has been appointed, with works expected to begin on site in mid-September. The Cathaoirleach of the Glenties Municipal District, Councillor John Hamish O'Farrie, says the project is vital in improving links to the west of the county.
That's fantastic news, and over the last number of years, the amount of work that has been carried out from Dunloan to Glenties now and the way into Kilrain is fantastic news today that this will progress now in the coming weeks, coming month, which will be a huge advantage to the west here when travelling to the likes of Donegal Town, and also for our tourist industry, and this is another part in the infrastructure that we so badly need in the county.
As you mentioned there, the infrastructure, it is an important piece to connect the west of the county with the rest of Donegal and indeed the northwest, and it's important now as more and more people come to visit the county that this is built upon.
Oh yes, I totally agree there with you that more it will entice more visitors to come, not alone our visitors coming tourists, but our own people that are using this road on a daily basis, such as bus companies going to Galway and Sligo and Dublin, which this will benefit them as well due to the high quality of the work that was done on previous pieces of road. And now this will be a huge, huge changing the shape of the land, like that we'll have more, entice more tourists, and also that will benefit the local people and the local economy as well.
And there was Councillor John Hamish O'Farrell there speaking to Michaela Clark, just returning to an earlier story. We referenced a collision on the road between Lower Main Street, Letterkenny and O'Donnell Park. That road has now reopened and traffic is moving on that road again. So just to confirm, the road there between Lower Main Street and Letterkenny and O'Donnell Park has now reopened. The Fine Gael organisation in Donegal says it's determined to retain a Dáil seat in the constituency and will be going all out to secure two. Last evening, a selection convention chaired by Minister Heather Humphreys ratified two candidates to contest the next general election. Senator Nicky Bradley and Donegal Ladies GAA manager John McNulty were both selected unopposed after the third nominee, Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh, withdrew his name from the race last week. Senator Bradley, an amputee and motivational speaker, told Highland Radio News she's faced many challenges over her life, but she's now taken on a very different task.
I certainly have. I think that's the understatement of the century. But you know what? As I said this evening, everything happens for a reason. And receiving the Taoiseach's nomination and moving then forward to the general election, it seems like now is the time for me to try and do my very best for the people of Donegal, because we need positivity, we need hope. And I hope that by having a really positive and kind of bringing young people into the campaign and encouraging people to get behind us, I think we can make a real difference.
You made the point tonight that you don't want to be a politician, you want to help people. You see this not as a career path, you see this as a way of doing what you want to do.
Well, I think my experience speaks for itself in that I haven't had a political career up to now. You know, I'm nearly 40 and this is my first entrance into that world. I think that shows that if I wanted to be a politician, I would have made it happen before now. My main goal and has always been the same, and it is to help people. I'll now be able to do that at national level, hopefully, and that means the world.
And that was Senator Nicky Bradley. Meanwhile, John McNulty stressed the Fine Gael party is solid in County Donegal. He said the hard work of the organisation in his own area brought Manus Boyle onto Donegal County Council, and he believes that can be replicated elsewhere in the county.
Really, the work starts now for us. We just have to wait and see when they get back into office and they start preparing for the budget, and we see what happens after that. As of the minute, they're probably talking to next March, so it's anybody's guess at the minute.
A lot of talk tonight about the solidity of the Fine Gael organisation, particularly in your own area, around Kilcara, around southwest Donegal. You believe that commitment that you've experienced locally can be transferred to the whole county?
I don't see why not. I believe it can. I think we had a great success there with taking Man as a new councillor this year. So I think we can build on that, and there's no reason why we can't build that in the county.
And that was John McNulty speaking at that Fine Gael selection convention in Letterkenny last night. You can hear more from that convention, including an interview we did with Minister Heather Humphreys, on our website, highlandradio.com. Almost 150,000 people immigrated into Ireland in the 12 months to April, according to the Central Statistics Office. The total figure includes 30,000 returning Irish citizens, 27,000 other EU citizens, and just over 5,000 people from the UK. The remaining 86,000 immigrants include Ukrainian refugees and citizens from other countries. It marks the third successive year in which over 100,000 people immigrated into this country. Economist David W. Higgins says the increase in population will now put even more pressure on the government's housing policy.
The biggest challenge we have with this number is that it is going to put more pressure on the ability of the state to deliver housing. We're adding more than the city of Galway each year to the population of Ireland. And the vast majority of that comes from net migration. So the government, in a way, is going to find itself standing still if this kind of pace of net migration continues.
Ishka Aaron says a reservoir interruption may cause intermittent supply problems in Ireland's Burtonport and surrounding areas this evening. Works are scheduled to take place until 8 o'clock and it could take up to 3 hours after that for supplies to fully return. As the new school year begins, the Donegal Road Safety Working Group is emphasising the importance of vigilance for drivers and encouraging proactive discussions between parents, guardians, children and teachers. They say the first week of school is always a very busy time, with some children attending for the first time and others getting used to new routines and drop-off points, being more cautious around pedestrians and while students are entering and exiting buses. The group says it's very important as the schools reopen. Well, on today's 9 till noon show with Greg Hughes, Gartha Gráinne Doherty made this appeal to motorists and those travelling around schools.
The roads are going to be a lot busier with school buses, school-bound cars, pedestrians, and we're appealing to all road users, please have a little patience just until everybody settles back into routine. And an important note here, some children will be attending school for the first time and others are getting used to new routines, new pick-up drop-off points, so please be mindful of this. Ensure to slow down. This is particularly important when you're approaching a school area or an area in which the school buses are pulled in and parking. Please, please slow down. Be aware. Abide by the rules of the road, expect the unexpected. Parents or guardians or whoever, park so that your child can exit the car on the footpath side and not out in front of traffic. Please don't park illegally when doing school drop-offs or collections. All motorists should leave a little extra time for their journey, as delays are to be expected. They are to be expected.
And that was Gartha Gráinne Doherty there. A woman burgled a business premises in the Kiltoy Road area of Letterkenny on Wednesday last between 8.30 and 8.50pm. Entry was gained to the yard of the premises. The woman in question climbed over the gate. She then proceeded to take a number of items from unsecured sheds before making off. Road users who were in the area with a dashcam at the time are asked to make that footage available to Gartha in Letterkenny. Meanwhile, a trailer has been stolen from a business premises in the town. The 8x4 metre mesh side trailer was taken from Pine Hill Industrial Estate in the early hours of Monday, August 19th. At around 1:30 in the morning, Gartha are particularly interested in any sightings of a white Ford van in the area around that time. Those who travelled in the area that morning with a dash cam are again asked to get in touch with Letterkenny Gartha Station.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15. Good evening, Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and Sligo Rovers face the toughest of tasks in trying to reach the first ever Sports Direct Women's FAI Cup final. Following today's draw, the Bid O'Red will host the holders Athlone Town in the semi-final at the Showgrounds. And 2017 winners Cork City, they're heading for the capital for their last four clash. Two-time Cup winners Shelburne, they'll welcome the Leasiders to Talca Park, with the games taking place on the fourth weekend of September. Cross-channel, Manchester United have agreed a deal with Paris Saint-Germain to sign midfielder Manuel Ugarte. The 23-year-old Uruguay international is set to join United for €50 million, and that fee could rise to €60 million. Crystal Palace there close to signing Arsenal striker Eddie Nketiah in a deal worth in the region of €35 million. The Eagles asked about his availability in January this year, but he stayed with Arsenal while Nottingham Forest, they withdrew from talks to sign him. And Arsenal, they have completed the signing of Mikel Merino from Real Sociedad. The Spain midfielder moves to North London on a four-year contract, which has the option of being extended for a further 12 months. He's believed to have cost Arsenal around €35 million. There's 18 games in the second round of the English League Cup tonight. Among the pick of the ties, Everton, they host Doncaster Rovers. Norwich City, they go to Crystal Palace. Queen's Park Rangers, they meet Luton Town. Birmingham City play Fulham. And Leicester, they play Tranmere Rovers. Closer to home in the Irish League Championship, there's a round of fixtures this evening. Among them, the North West Derby meeting of Limavady United and Institute. That'll take place at the Limavady Showgrounds. Those games start this evening at 7:45. In some other news, Luis Rubiales' appeal against his 3-year ban from football will be heard at the Court of Arbitration for Sport in November. The former Spanish FA president was sanctioned for kissing Jenny Hermoso on the lips after the country's win over England in the 2023 Women's World Cup final. His appeal to the world governing body, FIFA, has already been rejected. And new Welsh manager Craig Bellamy has added Martin Margetson to his coaching staff. He previously worked under Gary Speed and Chris Coleman with the national team and was England's goalkeeping coach for 8 years. Bellamy starts his reign against Turkey in Cardiff next month before they head to Montenegro. In Gaelic Games, Tyrone are looking for a new manager. That's after Brian Duher and Fergal Logan decided to step down. The pair managed the Red Hand County to All-Ireland title success in 2021, but Tyrone have only won 6 championship games in the last 3 seasons. In other news, former Antrim boss Darren Gleeson set to be named as the new boss of the Laois senior hurlers. Willie Maher has been in charge of the Amour County. And in swimming, Olympic bronze medal winner Mona McSherry is not ruling out a crack at the Los Angeles Games in 2028. The Sligo native and Ballyshannon Marlins club member finished 3rd in the 100 metres breaststroke in Paris and vowed in the aftermath of her success that it would be her last Olympics. But the 24-year-old has now decided to keep an open mind on the future.
Winning another medal is not confirmed, and so I'd need to go back training and see, you know, do I still love training? Do I still love that, you know, the 99%? Because that would have to be the reason that I choose to go back. And so I'm going to park that decision and leave it at a maybe for now and see, kind of take it 1 year at a time. Definitely not planning another, you know, 4-year plan. I'm going to just kind of leave it a little bit more relaxed and let myself kind of see how it goes. And you never know, I could be in LA.
Moving on to tennis, and the men's and women's top seeds get their US Open campaigns underway in New York later on. Jannik Sinner takes on world number 140 Mackenzie McDonald. Wimbledon and French Open champion Carlos Alcaraz, he opens his campaign against Australian qualifier Lee Tu, while women's number one Iga Świątek plays lucky loser Kamila Rakimova. And there's a meeting of unseeded former Grand Slam champions as Emma Raducanu goes up against Sofia Kenin. Finally, for this evening, the Paralympic Games gets underway tomorrow, and Ireland have a squad of 35 representing the country. That event gets underway in Paris tomorrow. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Kenny. The Department of Transport is examining reports that flights carrying weapons for Israel flew through Irish airspace. It's reported detonators for the Israeli forces were on board. With more, here's Stephanie Rowan.
3 flights with ammunition for the IDF flew over Irish airspace this year, according to the Ditch News website. Sniper ammunition and exploding bridge wire detonators were among the weapons on the flights from the US to Israel. A spokesperson for the Department of Transport says the carriage of munitions of war is prohibited on any civil aircraft in Irish sovereign airspace unless an exemption is granted. It adds that no such applications have been received or granted to or from Israel this year. It's now investigating the claims and is engaging with the carrier concerned.
The government is being urged not to allow its new autism strategy to sit on the shelf. The call comes from the autism charity As I Am, which is calling for it to be legally bound by legislation. Labour believes inequality for autistic children will become a major issue in the next general election. As I Am CEO Adam Harris says the strategy is welcome, but he adds implementation isn't a strong suit in this country.
What we're saying today is we welcome the strategy. We've waited a very long time. The first report on autism, I think, in this country was published in 2001. So what we want to see that followed through on is resourcing ahead of the budget that's forthcoming. We want to see a clear commitment to implement in full the 83 actions. But critically as well, we want to see it put on a statutory footing.
Gardaí are investigating 3 separate incidents of criminal damage in Donegal over the past 7 days. 2 business premises and a home were targeted. With more, here's Aidan Delaney.
Firstly, the window of the Aura Leisure Centre in Letterkenny has been damaged by a car. It happened at around 4:20 a.m. on Tuesday morning last. There were at least 2 people in the car who left immediately. On the same day, the back of a business premises in Convoy was defaced with spray paint. Between 3:15 a.m. and 3:30 a.m, 2 people wearing masks with their hoods up graffitied an outbuilding on Main Street. Finally, the front door of a home in Lochfern Heights in Milford was damaged on Friday evening by a group of youths. At around 8:30, it's understood the group approached the door and kicked it. In all incidents, Gardaí are appealing for information and in particular dashcam footage. Those who believe they're in possession of such should contact their local station.
And finally, bad driving habits are costing motorists hundreds of euro a year. Research by People Insurance suggests extra penalty points could lead to a 10% hike in premiums. The survey shows almost 500,000 motorists are paying up to an additional 1,000 euro for insurance. Paul Walsh from People Insurance says official figures show that bad driving is on the rise.
Unfortunately, what we're seeing this year in 2024 is that official data coming out to say that our driving habits in Ireland are deteriorating, now with over 500,000 people with penalty points. And what we've realised, they're paying over 10% more for their car insurance if they've clocked up 3 penalty points. So adding those penalty points, easier than you may think, but will add hundreds if not thousands to the cost of your motor insurance. The top 3 things that cause Irish drivers to accrue penalty points or incur them tends to be number 1, speeding; number 2, holding a mobile phone while driving; and number 3 is failure to obey a traffic light. Not only will you accrue penalty points, and all of those 3, you may also be fined in addition to it. It is just good behaviour. Slow down, watch for those red lights, and don't use your mobile phone.
Looking at the weather forecast, a mix of cloud and sunny spells for the rest of today. Staying dry apart from some isolated showers, light to moderate southwest winds will be fresher at times near coastal areas. Clear spells and isolated showers at first tonight. Scattered showers will spread from the west overnight, some of them heavy. Lows of 11 to 13 in light to moderate south to southwest breezes. Tomorrow Wednesday, a mix of cloud and sunny spells with scattered showers becoming widespread in the morning. Some turning heavy with a chance of some isolated thunderstorms. The showers will become isolated again during the evening. Highs tomorrow 16 or 17. Degrees Celsius in mostly moderate southwest winds. Looking at the main stories this evening, a second person has died following a fatal road crash in Donegal over the weekend. The single vehicle crash occurred at 11:15 on Saturday night on the R240 near Quigley's Point. A teenager, a passenger at the car, died at the scene. A man in his 20s was taken to hospital with critical injuries. Gardaí have confirmed this evening that the driver in his 20s has now died. There's been a road collision on the R250 between Lower Main Street and O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. The road was closed for a time as a result of the collision. The road has now reopened, but we understand there is still some heavy traffic in that particular area. No further details available about the circumstances of the collision or the nature of injuries sustained, if any. And Silta says the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital is very busy, with some elective procedures being postponed. As a result, those who present themselves may be facing some very long wait times. More details on those and the rest of today's stories on our website, highlandradio.com. We're back with headlines again at 6 o'clock this evening. Until then, from the Highland Radio News team, have a very good evening.
The obituary notice says for this Tuesday evening, August the 27th, the death has taken place of P.T. McLaughlin Gortaway Remelton, reposing at her home. Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Remelton. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time from 10 o'clock until 11 o'clock and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, donations if desired to RSE Donal Residents Comfort Fund, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Walter Barclay, Glasley Convoy. His remains are reposing at his home until 10 o'clock tonight and tomorrow from 2 o'clock until 10 o'clock. Funeral leaving from his home on Thursday afternoon at 1:30 for 2 o'clock funeral service in St Ninian's Parish Church Convoy, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to St Ninian's Parish Church, care of any family member or Terence McClintock, funeral director. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of George McCready, 11 Mill Park, Carrigans. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow afternoon at 2:30 for 3 o'clock funeral service in Calais Parish Church, Carrigans, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Terence McClintock, funeral director. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The death has occurred of Nora McSwiggan, Glenties. Nora's remains are reposing overnight at St Connell's Church, Glenties. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has occurred of Mary Rose, Mosey Dullahan, née Kelly, Castlereagh, New Mills, Letterkenny, reposing at her late residence until 10 o'clock tonight with rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Columbus Church, Glen Swilly, with burial afterwards in Kilfeek Cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed live on the parish webcam. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Con McDade Funeral Director. And the death has taken place of Jim Hart, Upper Galwillie, Glentaher, Carndonna, formerly of Glasgow. Jim's remains are reposing at Kelly's Funeral Home, Carndonna, today from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Funeral leaving from Kelly's Funeral Home tomorrow morning at 10 to 10, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 10:30 and burial afterwards in the new cemetery, Clea, Clonmany. Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Cancer Care West and the Friends of the Inishowen Hospice, care of Kelly's funeral directors. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.